everyone. If for you it's a good morning or a good afternoon, good evening or a good night, I hope it's good, whatever it is. I'm here sitting in the independent channel We Act. Starting the week with the soft intentions and tuning in. How do we want this week to be? We are the creators of our path. Whatever we put on the path, whatever we cook, whatever seed we put in the ground, that's the tree that will grow. And I want to offer a place of singing. In a way, it's creating through the words and through the intentions and the insights we put inside. But let's start from the beginning. Tuning in. Find yourself a nice space that it's comfortable for you for this upcoming 1 hour journey. You can maybe lie down or sit comfortably. If you feel to light yourself a candle or put some essence, do whatever you need to do to connect and to tune in. Let's take like 2-3 deep breathings. Just let go inside your body. If you have a sigh that wants to let go, let it go. With a soft voice. Return again. Return again. Return to the land of your soul. Return again. Return again. Return to the land of your soul. Return to who you are. Return to what you are. Return again. Return to who you are. Return to what you are. Return to where you are born and reborn again. Let's sing together. Return again. Return again. Return to the land of your soul. Return again. Return again. Return again. Return again.
to the land of your soul. Return to who you are. Return to what you are. Return to where you are born and reborn again. Return to who you are. Return to what you are. Return to where you are born and reborn again.
What is that place that we are returning to? For me, it's a place that doesn't have to do nothing. Acknowledging who I am right now. Right now, with all the emotions, the part within me, all the colors. And just resting here, wherever I am. Returning to a place of softness. Returning to the presence and to see the present inside. Let's just be here and now. Softly breathe in what there is. What lives inside? And clean from it the stories, the judgment, the criticism. and just how much we can just be with what there is. So from this new position we are, maybe a bit more quieter than before, maybe a bit more noisy than before, all the time on the move, on the change. I want to offer us to imagine our upcoming week as a beautiful path in front. Whatever comes to your imagination. It could be a beautiful river, a beautiful path, a beautiful road. And you decide where it's happening. Maybe in the forest, on the beach, in the desert. Take a few seconds with yourself and imagine it. Put inside that path whatever you feel, trees, fairies, whatever you choose. What's the view? What do you see there? What kind of colors, energies you're putting on that path? Start putting their qualities that you want on this coming week. First of all, as a word, let's say I want to put a place of loving, kindness loving. So I put these words, I drop them on the path. And afterwards you can enlighten them with colors that you feel. Try to feel it within you, this quality right now. So we're putting a word and then feeling it within. And take this opportunity to really create your upcoming week, create your path. And afterwards we'll just walk inside these beautiful qualities. So take it.
Yeah. saw.
Find times to breathe, to bring your conscious to the breath, to bring air and oxygen to your path,
drop whatever you feel, whatever you want on your path, drop your life.
What kind of colors your path looks like. Draw your life. Don't compromise. Be precise. If we plant compromising, we'll have compromising fruits. We don't want that. Be honest.
breath. Every breath. Hallelujah.
Check on your path if something is missing. And just drop it there, softly. And let's send their gratitude. Every gratitude. Hallelujah. Together.
Every gratitude, every gratitude, hallelujah.
What do we do now? So we put our intentions, our insights, our prayers, our callings to our path. And now it's a big, big understanding of letting go. Usually we put things, intentions, prayers, but we still hold them with this rope, not letting them go. But we have to let go for them to manifest. Imagine it as I have this example of this man in putting inside a ball, a snowball, putting inside all his intentions, all his insight, like we did now, but inside a ball. And it's big, it's a big ball. And now he's walking and putting it on his back, and he's going and climbing this mountain. Maybe this mountain you see here behind me, climbing, and it's heavy, it's sand and snow. I don't know, it's inside a utopic life, imagination. So he climbs until he goes to the top. And then he has two possibilities. One is to take this huge ball of snow, put it on his back, and go down again and again. And every time, put this intention somewhere. Put it here, put it there. Full control on what he wants. Second option is to take this ball, put it there, up there. Give it a kiss, a small prayer, and just push it a bit. Let it go. Let it go down. And just turn around and go to the opposite way. Let this ball expand and be manifested as divinity wants, as life wants it to. I think most of the people take it on their back, down, for to be controlled on how things are going to happen. But I want to offer you the second option. Just to put all these intentions on the path and let them go. Totally let them go. Let them manifest themselves. Thank you. try it. Magics happen from that. Let God, let divinity, let the cosmos create for you what you put inside. This song is called Letting Go.
In your hands I leave my soul when I'm awake. When I'm asleep, in your hands I leave my soul when I'm awake. When I'm asleep, and when I walk, I'll sing to you a prayer of thanks, a prayer of thanks. In your hands I leave my soul when I'm awake, when I'm asleep. In your hands I leave my soul when I'm awake, when I'm asleep. And when I walk, I'll sing to you a prayer of thanks, a prayer of thanks.
In your hands I leave my soul.
In your hands I leave my soul when I'm awake, when I'm asleep. In your hands I leave my soul when I'm awake, when I'm asleep. And when I walk, I'll sing to you a prayer of thanks, a prayer of thanks. Letting go, letting go, letting go to you. Letting go, letting go, letting go to you. Letting go, letting go, letting go to you. Letting go, letting go, letting go to you.
Together.
Letting go, letting go, letting go to you. Letting go, letting go, letting go to you.
אפקיד רוחי בית אשם ואירה. In your hands
בידך אף כין דרוכי בתשם והעירה
We just let it go. Let it be created. There's a beautiful poem by the mystic and Sufi, the poet, mystic and Sufi, Jalal ad-Din Rumi. And he says, birds fly in unending free circles in the sky. How do they learn that? They fall. And while they're falling, their wings start to open.
Thank you.
the time I walked on the green land, open and clear, clean from doubt. My eyes were open, reflecting the sun. How I would love to remember these precious moments when I am lost. Lost in me, lost in you. Many people told me, you must enter this door. It will give you luck and fame. It's the spring where the light goes through, where the trees root and grow. But what do they know about my inner journeys? It's in me, I know. I learn from life, learn from the depth of illusion. I'm inspired by all the beauty around, but you know I just need your love and faith. Your loving faith in me. Time has told me there is no time to compromise. On the beach that day, a second before you passed away, you shared with me your secret. Fly away now, there's gonna be a time you can fly no more, can fly. You know, sometimes I walk with fire inside. It looks so selfish, please forgive me, but I'm just a fish swimming in eternity, swimming. So I can swim deeply. I just need your love and faith. So I can swim safely back home.
to the green land, clean from doubt.
So we just need someone to believe in us. And we just need to believe in another. And in these days, it's difficult. It's difficult. So many opinions, so many ideas, ideals. But I really feel we need to believe in each other. More and more, like we want someone to believe in us, someone to listen to us, to see us. In a way, it's a must. We need to learn to see each other, to empathize each other. I don't know, I'm not saying to accept the path or to say, yeah, or, you know, to really contain it. But I say to see each other, to be seen. How can we walk on this path, specific these days, and to see each other, to believe in each other, just as us being human beings. Even if it's 180 degrees different than us, different ideas, can we see each other as humans with beautiful, different diversity ideas? Do you know how a forest exists, really? By it being diverse. Full of creatures, full of different creatures, full of different plants, trees. And we're the same. We are nature. Every time you meet someone with a totally different idea, ideals, try to see him with good eyes. Try to find within him this goodness point in him. Breathe it in. We have place within us to contain it all. Before we act, we are here for each other, to see each other, to feel, to be felt, to hold each other. Heal each other.
See you, I feel you, I hold you, I heal you. You hold me. You heal me. I see you. I feel you. I hold you.
Good exercises to start, that someone will hold us, to be held, to be seen, be felt is right now inside our body. See if you can rest a bit. Take one step backwards inside the tension in your body. Let the things just be without doing any action. Letting the body do what it's capable of doing, what it knows to do. Just rest a bit inside. Just rest. If your body is calling you to move, move it all. If your soul is calling you to move, move it all. Just let yourself flow, fly, flay, flee, fly, fly. Go with the flow, go with the flow. There's nowhere to go. Just to stay inside. There's nowhere to go. Just to stay inside. There's nowhere to go. Just to stay inside. Stay inside. There's nowhere to go, just to breathe inside. There's nowhere to go, just to breathe inside. There's nowhere to go, just to breathe in, breathe in. There's nowhere to go, just to rest inside. There's nowhere to go, just to rest in. There's nowhere to go, just to rest inside. Rest inside. How can we live this life in a place of resting? Remembering we are already we can just rest inside, but not on the side, you know, in the real center of us, in the core of our being. Doing restfully, doing effortlessly. How can we bring our presence by resting inside? There's nowhere to go, just to breathe inside. There's nowhere to go, just to breathe inside. There's nowhere to go, just to breathe in. Breathe inside. bringing air, oxygen, into all the parts of the body, expanding them, expanding the spaces in between, expanding the tension. There's nowhere to go, just to rest inside. There's nowhere to go, just to rest inside. There's nowhere to go, just to rest inside. Rest inside. Just to be inside, just to love inside, just to ya da da ba 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 da 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 da. Just to be, just to be, just to love, just to rest, just to breathe, just to dance, just. We're going to our last song, last tuning for today. And it's a tuning of gratitude. In a place of understanding that wherever we are on the path, even if sometimes it seems that we're totally lost, doesn't matter where we are, all the directions are pointing home. So we can just rest in the path. Thank you, Spirit, bringing me back home, back home, back home, back home. Back home, back home.
back home. Thank you, Spirit, bringing me back home, back home, back home, back home.
What do we give thanks for right now in our life? I'm inviting you to go simple. And don't leave it only in your heart, but say it to yourself. Say it to your God, to whoever you believe in. Give thanks. Offer your thanks. Listen to yourself sing these thanks. And more and more and more. Share it all over. Thank you, Spirit, bringing me back home, back home, back home, back home. Spirit bringing me back home, back home, back home, back home. More gratitude. Go deep and deeper. Simple and simpler. Go to simplicity. Say them in your language. The language that connects to your soul and heart the most. תודה על הדרך, תודה על השמש. Thank you for this ground. Thank you for the air I'm breathing. Thank you for the music. Thank you for the water. Thank you for the healing of the body. Thank you for the possibility of listening, of seeing, of connecting. Just give thanks. Take it simple.
Expand the gratitude on earth.
See it as ripples of light spreading all over. The gate of gates, gratitude. There's much more to give thanks for on this earth than the dark that is here. but it was always here. We can't fight it. We just have to expand the light. Just to expand it by gratitude, by love, by good actions, by seeing the other, by feeling the other, holding each other, bringing our presence with a soft being in present. Let's sing together. Thank you, Spirit, bringing me back home, back home, back home, back. Let's take a deep breath together. And another one with a sigh. Welcome back. Welcome home. Everything is here. Everything is possible. We are the creators. We are the manifestors of our life. And it's all the time a balance between giving intentions, insights, and letting go. Letting the force of the universe to create it itself. Have a beautiful week. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Do good to yourself. Do exciting things. Do things that connect you. Choose what to see, what to bring in your body, your inside your mind, inside your heart. We are the ones. Thank you very much. Hmm.